Well, that's a great song. Take your Bibles, if you would, and join me in the story. It's in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And as we turn there, just remind you of the fact that as we open this passage of Scripture, that all of these songs come out of this story that we find here in this passage. I want to call your attention to verses 1 and 2 as we get right into the Scriptures here, and notice what it says. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, understand, the wise men knew that Jesus, at least who they thought Jesus had been born, and they wanted to come and see him for themselves. They wanted to see this one who claimed to be the King of the Jews, who they had heard. And these men traveled from a far distance. We don't know exactly where they're from. Some believe they could have been from Iraq or Iran or perhaps Saudi Arabia. But more than likely, evidence shows they came from Yemen. And that was about 1,373 miles. So they traveled a great distance. Remember, they came by camel. We don't know, again, how big of a group of people this was. But we do know something about how they understood things. They learned things through secular books and research in the first century. They also learned by studying astronomy. So they were learners of nature, and they learned astronomy. And so whenever these men who were distinguished, educated men, they were considered not only those who were learned and intelligent, but they were also considered to be religious priests. And so they were highly respected. And when they saw the star, they came and they were looking for something of value and hope and meaning in their life. See, in the first century, many had filled their lives with education and philosophy, but it kept leaving them empty. It didn't provide for them what they were looking for. And so we find here that these men were looking for a better future. They were looking for hope. Now, hope has been defined as an optimistic attitude of the mind based on expectation of a positive outcome. They're looking for something positive, something that would provide a purpose for them. They were expecting a certain thing to happen. And to be honest with you, in a real sense, the wise man represents all of mankind, all of us. It represents us because we come into this world and we're on a journey. And that journey is a journey that is leading us to where these men wound up going. It's leading us to a place where we find that hope. And sometimes we think the hope is found in things in this world. And that's what these men were thinking. You know, it's interesting because in the first century, they were looking for something of deep meaning, and they thought it could be found in having what it was in this world, maybe improved or bettered. But that was not really what deep down inside they were looking for. They had a longing inside. They had something that was empty inside they wanted, filled with that which would bring ultimate fulfillment and satisfaction. How many of you are hoping or looking for something of hope coming up here at Christmas? You might be. You might be looking for something. Maybe you're looking for a better new year. Maybe time with your family. Maybe you're hoping for the fact that some new clothes or a better job or whatever, but you're looking for hope. I think of that little song, you know, about people looking for hope, like like that song. How many of you remember the little song, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth? You remember that? Think about it. The two front teeth. Sometimes people, you know, these kids, they all they want for Christmas are two front teeth. Maybe that's so they can eat their Christmas candy. I don't know. But the Magi were looking for some answers. They're looking for something. Something to bring them that absence of peace they had. And so they believed that by looking into the stars that maybe there was something there. And when they saw this unusual star, they had learned that it meant either, number one, it was the death of a king, of a great king, or it was the birth of a great king. And so they left where they were to try to fill that void in their life. You know, hope is a powerful and driving force in our life. And the strength of our hope is that which we anchor it to. In other words, some people don't anchor their hope in the right place, and so they're disappointed. In 2007, Fairfield had a troubled city councilman whose life began to fall apart publicly before our community. You know, he put his hope in his position. I mean, he was a leader in the community. He was a local high school leader, and that was his job, his career. And then, before long, things turned from bad to worse. Rumors were being spread that he was abusing his girlfriend. It wasn't long before he was arrested, and then he went through a long trial, and eventually he lost. His hopes were dashed. And I remember particularly reading that it was on a Thursday when this man lost his court trial, meant that he could lose his job, lose his seat on the city council, and go to jail. Remember that day, I read it in the paper. 2 days later, he went out and ended his life. His hopes were dashed. We had a family friend when I grew up as a kid. And his name was Kellis. And Kellis was just, he was just the kind of guy that was a health food fanatic. I mean, he loved eating right. That was his thing. I mean, he never ate anything sweet. He would turn it away. You know, the good stuff. You know, he said no to that, you know. And I know that he was so concerned with his health. And I believe that you ought to eat healthy. Amen? And it's good for you to eat healthy. But, you know, he was just all about that. And so what he did was, he would go to these functions and he would always eat the good foods and kind of set aside the other foods. He was very, very careful about his health. He we sat down one time, he was telling me that he worked for the post office and he had turned down several promotions so that he could take a walking mail delivery route because he wanted to stay healthy. And I told him, I said, Kels, what, you know, and of course I didn't know, understand all that at the time. I was just a teenager, and I said, Kels, why are you so concerned about your health? He said, because I'm hoping that when I retire, that I'm going to be able to travel the world and be, you know, be healthy and be able to enjoy it and live a good long life. Well, Kels did retire. He retired from the Postal Service. And within 6 months, he died of a massive heart attack. What he had hoped for could not be trusted. And sometimes I think we hope for things that we can never trust. It will never help us. It's not anything that we can depend on. Herod had thought that his reign could be trusted. He believed that as the king, and we read in this passage where that Herod was troubled with the news. And let's pick up the rest of the story. Let's read verse number 3 and notice what the Bible says. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. You see, here's Herod's position. Herod was the king. He was used to people looking to him for answers. But now they're looking somewhere else. And what he thought that he could provide for them, he was unable to do that. And so Herod was struggling with this. And Herod was a very insecure man. And he was so insecure that he had his own wife and children murdered because he thought they were going to take over the throne. So now he was hearing that here was a new king. Someone who was going to provide hope for the nation. Hope for the people. The king of the Jews. And so what he said was, find him. Let me find him so that I can worship him. Not really. He didn't want to worship him. He wanted to destroy him. And so he saw it as a competition. And so he had told these men, he said, you go find him. And then the Bible said he had sent them away, called the wise men, he told them, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and now he's searching everything out. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. You see, the wise men, if they had what they needed, they wouldn't be searching for it. But they continued their search. And they weren't sure about what to think about this at this point. I mean, Herod has been known for murdering people. And when you think about what Herod had done to so many people, he couldn't be trusted. There has to be some hope that's bigger, that's more important than just what someone may offer in this world. You know, when I think of hope, you think about what I'm expecting for a better future. Jesus taught us about that. Jesus said that there's hope, but hope is not just what he provides for us in this world, but what he provides for us in the next world. That's why he says in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, for what shall profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Maybe you've come here today and you're searching for something. Maybe a meaning or purpose in your life. You find that career is always not going to satisfy, and relationships don't offer, at least human relationships don't offer, that fulfillment that we look for. There's pleasures are empty. What can we have that really matters? I'm going to tell you this. Fulfillment in this life is ultimately found in relationship with Jesus Christ. It's where fulfillment really is. That's what matters the most. Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know him? And if you know him, are you growing in your relationship with him? There's no place is this better illustrated than the Garden of Eden. When God had made heaven and the earth and put man into the garden, and Adam and Eve in that garden to tend after the garden, it was a perfect place. The relationship was perfect between man and God. Everything was perfect until they chose to try to find meaning and purpose in something other than their relationship with God. And when they did, everything changed. Man lost that relationship, that ultimate fulfilling relationship that man had with God. But when Jesus Christ came, he came to restore that relationship back to God through his sacrifice on the cross. Thank God he did that for you and for me. Thank God he came, and when he died, and when he was buried, and when he rose again, he offers to you and me the ultimate relationship, that fulfilling relationship that comes through His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And we thank God for that. Now the story continues in the passage. And the wise men now said, "What do we do? Which way do we go? What are we about to do? If we trust Herod, he may kill us too." They were in a quandary, but the Bible said, "And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star," now the star appears again, "and lo, the star they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Now you think about that. They had to bring these gifts for 1,373 miles to present this. It's a pretty amazing thing. I put myself into these men's lives and where they are, what's going on. And you know, there's a lot of things that took place. What steps led them to where they were? What was it that brought them to the place to where they would present these gifts unto them? You see, there was something about the need that they had that drove them to come and meet the Savior. When they found Jesus, they found what they were looking for. What were the steps? Number one, there was a desire. Do you realize that inside of every one of us, there's a desire for something bigger than ourselves? Inside of every one of us, there's something that we're longing for. Now, we may not verbally say it. We may not say, "Yeah, I'm just looking for something," and all that. But inside we are. We're looking for hope. It's deeply ingrained within our DNA. We're looking for something. The wise men wanted fulfillment. And the Bible says in Haggai, when it prophesied of Jesus' coming, it spoke of that. It says, "And I will shake all nation, and the desire of all nations shall come." Let me suggest to you, the desire of all nations is Jesus Christ. What man is looking for, what the nations are looking for, what the world is looking for is the desire of the nations, and that nations is Jesus Christ. And this morning, if you're here, and you have that inner longing in your heart, you're looking for something, I'm going to tell you, Jesus can fulfill that because He is the desire of the nations. But then there's a second step. Not only they have that desire, but they had the determination, and that determination was that they would make preparations to come. Now, they had a lot of physical preparation. They had to get their camels ready. They had to get the food. They had to make sure that they had adequate clothing. And then get the gifts on top of that. And they were very expensive gifts. And then they begin to contemplate what the prophecy was. And thinking about these gifts and what they signified and how important they were. And if this was the Savior, then they were going to bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh, all pointing to some aspect of this Savior. And they came also spiritually for a purpose to worship Him. In verse 11, the Bible said they came and they worshiped Him. Verse 2, the Bible said they come wanting to, they were leaving where they were to come to worship Him. And by the way, today, that's the reason why we come to church, is to worship Him. That's why we're here. And they were determined, and they weren't going to let distance, they weren't going to let anything to keep them from getting to Him, because ultimately He is the reason that they left to come. And that's because they knew He could bring satisfaction. But then there's a decision made. They fell down before Him, the Bible says in verse 11, and they worshiped Him. When they made that decision, these elitists in education, these men that were distinguished in their fields, they bowed down to the God of wisdom. They realized their wisdom was limited, and when they saw the King, Jesus, they realized that He was the God of all wisdom. Daniel speaks of that when he said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His." You see, their search ended there with He who was the God of all wisdom. Their search for truth ended because He was the truth. And just as they were hungry for hope, as the wise men, when they were when they set out on this journey, they were equally satisfied when they found Jesus. I'm going to tell you this, where you are and where I am. Just as we set out on this journey and we're hungry, we're longing for something in our life, when we find Jesus, He brings total satisfaction. I hope you know Him today. And I hope you can worship and honor Him today in your heart. I remember one day we had a couple come here to our church. And they were looking for something that gave them hope. They didn't want the religious stuff, you know. They didn't want that. They wanted hope. Their marriage was falling apart. Their jobs were on the edge. Their children just was totally disrespectful. They were looking for something that was giving them hope, something that could provide for them what they needed. And the bottom line is this: when they accepted Jesus, it wasn't about religion, it's about a relationship. When they accepted Jesus Christ, God changed their life. Thank God that God's still in the life-changing business. Amen. You know, I know there's a lot of people out here that are searching. There's a lot of famous people also that are searching. They're looking for truth. They're looking for something that has purpose and meaning and hope. Strangely enough, Bob Dylan, according to what Johnny Cash says, Bob Dylan is looking for truth. And here's what he says: "I knew Bob Dylan was searching for the truth and had been for years. And anyone who really wants the truth ends up at Jesus." That's what Johnny Cash said. Because Johnny Cash knew Jesus. And even though his life took an unfortunate turn at the end, where maybe he thought he could find meaning and purpose in something other than Jesus, that took him into a life of drugs, he still knew deep down inside that Jesus is the answer. And he said Bob Dylan was looking for Jesus. I think of so many people today who are searching for that hope. What about you today? What are you searching for? What do you really want? What is it that's not fulfilling in your life? Maybe you've come here today and you're searching for that. If you're not yet a Christian, you might be like Bob Dylan. You know, I want to find the truth. This. What is this Christmas stuff about? And what is the Bible stuff about? And what do we honor at Christmas? I'm going to tell you, it ends up with Jesus. He's the end of your search. He's the ultimate relationship when you know Him. And today, you can begin a relationship with Him by realizing He is the Savior of the world. He did die for you. He was buried and He rose again. And He provides for you and for me the ultimate fulfillment of that desire in our heart. If you're maybe you're here today and you've never done that, today would be a great day to do that. What a great Christmas gift to have today. If you've already done that, then to you, I would suggest that you have the greatest hope that anyone could ever possibly have. You have the greatest blessing that anyone could possibly have. In having a relationship with Jesus Christ, what a blessing it is, and what a great time of the year to celebrate that blessing, knowing Christ. But it's possible you could have been tempted to do as maybe Johnny Cash and went after something else, something other than God, to fulfill that hope in your life. And maybe you thought that could take care of it, only to realize that those things are empty. The ultimate relationship, the ultimate fulfillment. And that's what the wise men were looking for, the Magi. They were looking for that which was found only in Jesus Christ. Let's pray.